Besides the bumper crop of newborns, DNR elk biologist Lane Stoll says the most encouraging thing is that for the first time in the 18 years since elk were reintroduced to the area from Michigan, more females were born than males. Stoll says even though the spring green-up was late, the cows weren't stressed.
We had good growth and warmer temperatures after green-up started. Even though we had below-average birth weights, we've seen good survivorship of those calves. Probably because mom has, you know, that pregnant cow or lactating cow had a lot of food available.
Another significant point, so far none of the calves have been killed by bears. Stoll says the mortality rate from bears can be as high as 25%, but he thinks the bear hunting season is helping the elk herd. Wolves are another concern. They're most dangerous to young elk between January and mid-May.
Those animals have a long ways to go before the next calving season starts, and we'll have additional losses, but we've got a good start.
He says three wolves were killed in the Clam Lake area last year in the state's first ever wolf hunt, which may also help the herd grow. Stoll says he likes what he sees so far.
The herd is growing, but some years it grows faster than other years.
He thinks this will be one of those years. He says the herd numbers 185 now compared to 162 last year. Stoll says a few more calving years like this one and the herd will grow significantly. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.